Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1332. A North Dakota judge struck down the state's abortion ban, saying the state constitution creates a fundamental right to access abortion before a fetus is viable, and restrictions on that right is a violation on medical freedom. Judge Bruce Romanek ruled that the abortion ban, one of the strictest in the U.S., was unconstitutionally void for vagueness. The law was enacted by the legislature last year and made the procedure illegal in all cases except for rape or incest, but only when the woman has been pregnant for less than 6 weeks or to prevent the death or health risk to the pregnant female. It's the second time in 2 years that Judge Romanek has overturned the state's ban on abortion. Moving on, an Atlanta-area judge dismissed 2 charges against Trump in the Georgia election subversion case. A 3rd charge against several of Trump's co-defendants was also dismissed in the election interference case, which accuses them of criminally conspiring to try to overturn the 2020 election in that state. Trump now faces 8 charges, down from the original indictment of 13 charges, and all of the remaining defendants still stand accused of engaging in a racketeering conspiracy. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee dismissed the 3 charges, which were filing false documents, attempting to file false documents, and criminally conspiring to file false documents, under the Supremacy Clause, which prohibits state prosecutions for activities that fall under federal jurisdiction. Meanwhile, the New York Court of Appeals rejected Trump's efforts to overturn the gag order in his New York criminal case, in which he was convicted on 34 counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records. The court dismissed Trump's appeal because no substantial constitutional question is directly involved. The gag order, which bars Trump from making statements outside of court about witnesses, court and Manhattan DA staffers, jurors, prosecutors, and their relatives, will be lifted after he is sentenced on November 26th. And finally, Trump ruled out another debate with Kamala Harris 2 days after he visibly struggled and repeatedly careened between angry rants and bizarre claims about people eating pets in the lone showdown. In a post on his personal social media platform, Trump said, "There will be no third debate," in all caps, and falsely claimed victory in the debate that he did not win. He added, "When a prize fighter loses a fight, the first words out of his mouth are, 'I want a rematch.'" Multiple post-debate polls, however, reliably show that audiences believe Harris won. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.